long you've been in Yorkshire, you probably, being an overseas star, you kind of jet here, play your cricket off to somewhere else.
Yeah, well, actually, I've been here for a while, in the UK anyway. I got here sort of late May.
Yeah.
And obviously the World Cup and things like that. And then I had a bit of time off, unfortunately, after the World Cup. So I've just been sort of travelling around, seeing a bit of family who live a bit more further south. But got up to Yorkshire last night, actually, and settled into the accommodation. I did actually do a bit of travel through. I went to York the other day and up to the Lake District as well, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So I feel a little bit more familiar with the place, but really excited to be here and see a bit more of the place.
And I imagine this is a completely novel question. You haven't been asked about the World Cup today at all by any of the media. But yeah, I'm sure the obvious question is around momentum in terms of your own cricket. How important is that in terms of sort of obviously kick it on towards diamonds in this tournament?
Yeah, massively. I think it's really important to be playing cricket full stop and sort of having that almost rhythm with you. I think especially in the bowling side of things, it's important to have that coming through. And obviously with the World Cup being played recently, it's good. It's better to be playing cricket because obviously back home it's the off season, it's freezing cold, and you know you're stuck indoors. So it's nice to be out here. Playing outside and playing plenty of cricket, which is good. I think the biggest change would be obviously going from the 50 overs to the 2020, so it just takes a bit of a mindset shift to switch into that. But I guess for me personally, it probably doesn't change too much in the way I go about things. So yeah, I think a good sort of week, 10 days training and getting into things will help hopefully get us rearing to go for that first game.
And interesting about mindset as a sort of aggressive batter, how do you sort of manage risk, I suppose, when you're going out? What's your mindset when you go out to that?
I think the biggest thing for me is probably trying to rein it in a little bit to start with, is give myself a chance to get in and you know, see the ball and get a feel for the pitch and the conditions and things like that. But knowing that I back my strengths 100%, and if there's a fielder there, I back myself to clear them. So I think at the end of the day, it's about knowing your strengths and weaknesses and where you're going to access your areas. I think as soon as I go away from that and try to play a game that isn't mine, that's when I get into trouble, and that's probably the highest risk for me, rather than, you know, hitting the ball in the air or whatever else. So yeah, for me, it's just those sticking to my strengths and giving it a good whack.
Well, you'd be popular in Yorkshire if you give it a good whack.
That's good.
Yeah. And I suppose the last question is around the success for Yorkshire Diamonds. You obviously want to win it, but how would you judge when you sit down in a couple of months' time how good it's been or not? Is it purely about pick up a trophy, or it's a bit more subtle than that?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess at the end of the day, you're always judging if you've got trophies in the cabinet. So I think especially high performance sport, that is what you're judged on. So it would be nice to sort of sit back and know that there's, you know, the Super League trophy in the cupboard. But I think as well, it's the relationships you make within the team, it's the experiences you share. And I think for me as well, getting a little bit older, it's about passing on some of that knowledge. I know I'm not too fussed in the fact that I'm from New Zealand, and you know, some of these girls might go on to play for England or, you know, South Africa, Sri Lanka, they're all here. So it's sort of, for me, it's if we're sharing knowledge and getting better, then that's going to be better for the women's game in general. So that's probably the biggest thing for me, is knowing that had that opportunity to share that.